It is a wonderful day to have Georgie. I always call you Georgie.
That's okay.
Is that cool?
Well, I think that's what my mum calls me, so it must be cool.
Me and your mum. Of course, front man of the band Shepherd. Welcome, darling.
Hello, Ash. How are you?
Good, good, good. We'll start with the hair.
Yeah.
How many, was that a one bleach or was that multiple trips to the hairdresser?
This is, it took one bleach to get it white.
And then you tone.
My scalp was like falling off.
It hurts, doesn't it?
Way more than I thought it would.
Yeah.
I never.
And if you bend the hair follicle the other way, it's like,
ouch. Yeah. I had to actually learn the hard way that you got to really take care of it.
Yeah.
I went away to Sweden in June. And I was just wearing a cap the whole time.
Oh, dear.
And I took the cap off once and I had like broken, like the front was all spiky. And I was like, oh my God, what have I done?
What point did you decide that this is the premise behind the song you wanted to put out? Where did it come from? Was it a moment or just a general outlook?
Well, I've had an interesting year. Mm. We wrote this song in January and it was right after I got diagnosed with a vocal injury.
Ugh.
So I had a lesion, a vocal lesion.
What do you mean?
So like there was when you use your voice a lot, so on a tour and stuff, your voice swells up, you know, like, you know, pumping iron at the gym, you know, your muscles swell up. It's like that. But if you don't let them rest, they keep on swelling up and eventually they split.
You're Dunskies.
And then, you know, there's a lesion, like a cut on your vocal cords, which
oh!
I know, it's horrible.
Did you have to do hardcore vocal rest?
Yeah, I had to, I had to kind of go through surgery and do all this thing, like 2 weeks of silence. I'd just been diagnosed with this injury and I was like, oh my God, this job is hurting me. Mm. And I went through this like weird psychological phase of like, I'm not meant to be a singer.
Really?
I don't want to be in this band. I can't be, you know, it was like a really sort of like standoffish moment where I realized that I was really hurting myself.
Mm.
And so we wrote this song as like a final Shepherd tune and like.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was very dramatic. I was
so dramatic, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, and I feel very silly now saying it.
No.
But it was like, you know, let's write a final song to sort of.
And was it, were the whole band ready to like, okay, cool, this is.
No, everyone was like, what are you talking about, George? Like, what do you mean?
And I'm
like,
so they kind of humored
you. I can't do it anymore. And they were, you know, I think they all knew that it was going to be okay. But, you know, for me, I was pretty like devastated by the news.
I think that would be one of the times in your life where doing music with family would be a helpful thing. Because I think if you were with a normal band where you didn't grow up together, there might be that could make a big fight.
Exactly. And I wouldn't have had the same support network that I do.
So at what point were you like, oh, okay, no, I want to keep doing this?
Yeah, I think after the surgery. I had 2 weeks off.
When you came out of it alive.
Yeah, pretty much. I actually had the greatest time of my life. I went out into the bush. Like on this mountain in this like shipping container for 2 weeks on my own.
Were you scared at night?
I was a little bit scary, but I
shit my pants.
I'm a big boy.
Oh, no.
You know, it was just really such a zen time in my life. I feel like everybody should do that at least once.
How have you been able to bring that sense of like finding quiet and zen and not always having to talk? Have you been able to bring that into your normal life now that the kind of drama's over?
100%. It's I feel like I don't need to talk now. Like before, like there'd be awkward silences and I'm like, and
you
here gotta
we go. Feel it. I gotta feel it.
But now it's like, I'm okay with silence. I'm okay with quiet.
That's so good.
And I've come back feeling like I don't care as much, you know?
That's like, the best. Should we play the song?
Let's do it.
Let's bloody well do it. Brand new from Shepherd. I'm so glad we got that awesome backstory because I think it will make people appreciate this song even more.
Very good.
It is Die Young. It just dropped a couple days ago. I'm very excited to play it right now on Ash London Live. Thanks, George.
Thanks a lot.
Give our love to the guys.
Will do.